Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Family Fantasy Football Show. Sorry, it's been such a long time. We know I have trouble with remembering this, but this is it, the Family Fantasy Football Show. I'm Billy from Neighborly Discourse with Billy and Steve.
And I'm Liam.
And Liam is here. No Amy tonight. We have to record while the baby's awake. So Amy's going to handle that. So right now it's just Liam and I. It's been 3 weeks since we did this last?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a holiday season, Thanksgiving, people in town, Christmas shopping coming up. But we want to kind of get back in the swing of things. So we're going to go over our ESPN projection, and then we're going to go over our Yahoo projection. We're not going to go over what we've had the past few weeks. Liam can quickly say you're on Yahoo anyway. You're in a win streak. 3 straight, I believe.
4.
4 straight?
I believe. Whatever my wins are. 5 straight.
5 straight? So, yeah, it's a playoff start, 15, 16, 17?
Yes.
And we're going to week 13, right?
Yes.
So third. So you have, you're, I think, with 10th place right now in Yahoo.
9th.
You're 9th out of 8. The top 8 make the playoffs. So you're there. Now, we were rooting for you. I looked at your team and I was like, I don't see anybody's going to beat you. You have Rodgers.
Yes.
You had McCaffrey.
Yes.
You had Waller.
Yes.
You have, who else you have?
Hilaire.
Thielen. Deontay Johnson.
Notice how he said had.
Yeah, so right in that team you just named there. Who's your kicker? Joseph?
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing great. And again, in our league, we get yardage points for kickers.
Yeah.
So your team, and Perryman for our defensive guy, who's getting like 7, 8, 10 a game, your team looked difficult to beat. You'd won like 2 straight. I'm looking at you like, you can make the playoffs if you get on a win streak. You won, 5 now, you said.
Yeah.
And then enter last week. McCaffrey gets hurt. Waller gets hurt. Those are big hits.
Yeah, and McCaffrey's out for the season.
He's out for the season.
He rolled his ankle in the first quarter, and he's out for the season. Yes.
So you put a waiver claim in.
Chuba Hubbard.
You got Hubbard. You got him. So you hopefully now Cam Newton's going to play. I don't know. He's not that good anymore. But you have a number one running back. You also picked up, who'd you also pick up today?
O'Shaughnessy and Rex Burkhead.
Okay. You were hesitant on Waller because he kept saying questionable, doubtful. He still had his points there, but Moreau was picked up by somebody else in our league. So I was kind of hinting like, damn, we're gonna miss this one. So we've been looking for a couple days on tight ends. And my opinion was Shaughnessy, and you came to the same opinion. My thoughts were, everyone else who's not playing are backups. So they've not been playing all season long. Dan Arnold has been playing. He's been doing pretty okay. He's hurt. O'Shaughnessy came back, got 9-10 last week. He's a starter on a team that's usually losing, so they will pass the ball more. He has the potential, the most upside, to do well this weekend. So I think he had a good pickup. Now, hopefully Waller is week to week, and you make it through this week?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're tied with someone. You're playing someone you're tied with, right?
Because they had
Cooper Cup. They had Amari Cooper last night, 7 points. So now one play, it was a 40-yard, 1 point for the catch.
He got 6.1 points. It was a 41-yard catch.
And we get the 1 point bonus for 40-yard catch. So he got 6 points on one play, and it's like, oh, crap. And then had one of the catch rest of the game.
But their record, the person that I'm going against record is 7-5.
And what are you?
5-7.
5-7. Okay. So you still need to win this one. You still like, because each week we're looking, you're like, I need this person to lose. I need her to lose, him to lose, which is all true. But the number one thing you have to do is you've got to win your games. Because it doesn't matter if they lose. If everybody loses, it stays the same. Now, if everybody wins, it stays the same. But you've got to win and hope they lose. And that has been happening.
So you currently right now are 6-6 in 8th place. I am currently 5-7 in 9th place, and Mom is currently in 10th, 5-7.
All right, so man.
This is a big week.
So I need to win. You need to win, and Mom needs to win. Then we need the people ahead of us to drop. So your best shot is for me to lose this week and switch places with me, providing you win. I don't know, dude. I mean, listen, I'm a competitor. Fantasy football, we're playing for money. Like, I want to win. I want my son to do well, but I'm looking to win, too.
And also, I won the Survivor.
Okay, well, we were going to get to that, but we'll stop our just regular conversation now. Yes. Our family Survivor League from 2021. There's a trophy in your room that says Family Survivor 21 Champion Liam. And congratulations, $35, $5 a person, me, you, Mom, Nana, Grandpa, and Aunt Karina. So those are the people that we had, $5 each. You went all the way through week 12, had Baltimore. Mom and Grandpa were with you. They had
Philadelphia,
and they lost to the Giants. So congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
And there were some mishaps with the app, so the last, 5 or 6 weeks, we had to keep track ourselves. But on the app, you actually won, so in your player profile, it'll show you as a Survivor champion. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So let's jump to ESPN, where I'm not even going to really give you my situation because there's divisions, and I thought it was 6-6. I figured the top three in one division, the top three in the other division would make it. That's how it would work. It turns out that's not the case. I have, and I'm thinking 5-7 in that league, 0% chance to make the playoffs.
No, you're 6-6.
I'm 6-6, but it still shows 0% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
You have 100% chance to make the playoffs. So I,
with a 7-5 record.
With a 7-5. Now, me, you, Mom, and two other people are in the same division, but only two people out of those six made the playoffs. And the other division, four people made it. So the divisions mean nothing. They just set up in two separate divisions. Top six are going to make it. You're one of those top six. Now, we were, you know, it's very good that there is a can't drop list. Because some people get bitter, some people do not. Me, you, your mom, we don't get bitter. But there's somebody in our league who has not played the entire season. Who has Najee Harris on the bench. Who has stud players. This is the league, the ESPN league, with two quarterbacks. That half the teams, when the bye week comes up, they're screwed. And it hit most of the people.
His bench is Najee Harris, Thielen, Brandon Cooks, Marvin Jones, Mike Williams, Amari Cooper, and Mike Davis.
Who's he starting?
He's starting Jimmy Garoppolo, Taylor Heineke, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, who's doubtful, A.J. Brown, who's on a bye week and IR, Parker, IR.
That being said, that person has not touched that team the entire season. They just let it go, which is frustrating because there are people who were trying to do well, but couldn't because they couldn't get a backup quarterback because two quarterbacks in a 12-person league, you're going to be screwed if you're one of the six. So Liam is in the contention here for playoffs. I'm out. Amy's out. We're rooting for Liam. He is looking good. What are your projections for this week?
This week, ESPN.
Yes.
I'm projected 58% to 42%, me, to win. 128.2 to 108.9. And that's because the person I win against, the person that I go against had Ezekiel Elliott last night, 6.7.
That's good.
And they have Daniel Jones, who's not playing this week, in their starting lineup.
There's no other quarterback to pick up. So I hope you win. So here it is. And someone's already picked up Glennon, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
So someone picked up Glennon and probably already has two starting quarterbacks. Hopefully it's someone who doesn't have two starting quarterbacks and actually needs them. Because there's a couple people in this league who have four quarterbacks. And again, you know my thoughts. I do not like hoarding players.
I just checked the waiver. They dropped him.
Dropped Glennon? Yeah. We have to get Mom to pick him up then to provide the other guy doesn't get him. That's not my style of play.
Remember, Mom already put a waiver claim in for Alexander Madison, so she's not number one.
Still, she can try. Because she needs a quarterback anyway. She's already out of it, but she needs a quarterback. And here's the thing. She's going to put in for the quarterback. She's already out of the playoffs, but she'll, you know, need a quarterback. Hopefully, whoever gets them needs them and is not a hoarder.
Oh, if anybody puts a claim in for him, they got to go against the 12th out of 12.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah.
So if anyone puts a claim in.
Yeah, you can put a claim in. Again, for the eighth time, not my style, but you're trying to win. You know what I mean? So, you know, I as Steve likes to say, I digress. So, what's your team for this week?
My team for this week, Brady, Carr, Josh Jacobs, who's questionable, Matt Breida, Godwin, Marquise Brown, Ertz, Mooney, Bills defense, and Greg Joseph. I am debating on switching out Bills defense for Cardinals defense because Cardinals go against Chicago.
Well, and you know my thoughts on Chicago. Why I think you should. Why I'm glad you. I don't know if you took Mooney out or maybe you're talking about FanDuel. Well, I'd advise against Mooney because Justin Fields is going to play.
And now
he's Dalton out. Is in. Which again, it ain't. He's not a superstar, but Dalton is no Justin Fields. The guy can throw the ball. Mm-hmm. So I think that's going to be good for you. And you wanted to get Madison, but Mom, we'll see if she listens to this, unbeknownst to her, didn't know you needed a running back and put the claim in where you needed it, and it would have helped you big time. But we don't play shady stuff here, and we can't just drop or trade. So I think Brady is a good pickup. He's getting timely runs, and they're effective. Jacob's always questionable, but he always plays and does well. Who is your second quarterback? Oh, Rodgers, and Rodgers is out.
Gotcha. He has a bye week.
Who are you going against? What do they have?
They have clicked the wrong thing. They have Daniel Jones out.
Mm-hmm.
Roethlisberger, Elliott, who played last night, 6.7. Austin Eckler, Deontay Johnson, Brandon Ayuk, Foster Moreau. Because his tight end was originally Waller, so gotcha. He got Moreau.
Okay.
Devontae Smith, Rams defense, and Chris Boswell.
All right. So, and again, I think the playoffs will probably start in that league. I think that league is, well, it says 100% chance they're probably going to make it. I don't think it's 3 weeks.
Week. So next week it starts.
All right. That's weird.
You should still have a chance, though.
I don't know. We'll see.
Because no, but it says zero. But you still should have a chance because you're 6-6, and I'm 7-5.
Maybe points.
But this week.
Maybe head to head. I'm not sure how ESPN works. But I remember last year I was third place, but they only had a 1 week playoff and then a final championship. God. Yeah. So I can't remember. But we only had 8 people, so that could be why it was that way. But if it starts next week. Are we finishing 2 weeks earlier than in that league? Because it is an 18-week season, so you should go to week 17. So if we're starting, we'll look at it. See, honestly, I'm not sure. And I don't like giving up at the end of the season, but this league, you're clearly out of it a certain time, especially if you only have one quarterback. And, you know, that's not something anybody really wants. But, you know, it is what it is, and I don't like that phrase, but it's true. So in our league... So anyway, let's finish up with ESPN. So is that it?
The reason I say it starts next week is because when I click over it, so at the top of ESPN, if you guys have it, it says this week, NFL week 13. There's an arrow next to it, and if I click it, it says round one.
Gotcha.
Meaning well, because, next week it would
be. So they probably didn't realize they went to a 17 game season where you play 18 weeks with the 1 week bye. So, yeah. So I just pulled up finally the ESPN app loaded for me. This is the only thing I'm going to say about ESPN. Last week, my opponent scored 138.68. I scored 138.92.
Oh my.
And I won. So that's my win last week. But yeah, so it looks like they didn't know that it was one extra game, and we're going to end a week or 2 weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fine. Well, I'm going against a guy who's not trying. Hopefully, I beat that person because I'd feel bad if I lost to them. But either way, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And we're not going to talk about my ESPN last week.
No, we're going to move past that. Because we were a few weeks back.
And it was very bad.
So moving to Yahoo, to make sure that we keep everybody engaged all season long, we do a weekly winner. If you win the highest points of the week, you win $15 up until the playoffs start. So weeks 1 through 14, because playoffs are 15, 16, 17. So we have a winner, so it keeps you trying. And then we have a first and second and a third place. And then we also have a total points winner, which keeps people trying. Because you know, if you're not 1, 2, or 3, but you happen to have the best, highest points of the league, you win that as well. We have a trophy for a first place finisher. We have a trophy for highest points. So we do our best to make sure everybody's engaged all season long. Where nobody gives up halfway through and is like, man, screw this, I can't win. Listen, you spend $100 to join, $150 to join. If you win 3 or 4 weeks, you win back $100 or $60. Like, there's ways to keep people engaged. I think we do a good job of that. Now, that being said, this week coming up, week 13, I'm going against someone who I'm projected to lose against. 46% to 54%. I've got Herbert, Keenan Allen, Claypool, Elijah Mitchell, Cordell Patterson, Knox, was that Rondell Moore?
Mm-hmm.
And Bass, New England's defense, and Brooks, now my defensive player. Now, it's been a few weeks. You guys are probably thinking, hold on a second. You have Cordell Patterson and Elijah Mitchell? I do. I traded Aaron Jones for Patterson and Mitchell, and I've won the last 2 weeks. Now, there was one week where I traded away Jones. He was hurt. Elijah Mitchell and Patterson were both hurt on their respective teams. So the trade had nobody going last week or the week before. It was pretty funny. But I'm projected to lose to the gentleman who has Burrow, Jefferson, Hill, Gibson, Davis, Hockenson, Hollywood Brown, Suckup, Houston's defense, and Simmons, linebacker for Arizona.
Simmons,
my bad. I got a crack on my screen. And I have nobody on the bench like subbing and out. You know, I have Adrian Peterson, who I kept for some reason. But right now I'm scheduled to lose by 5 points. But I feel good about my chances.
Yeah.
What about you, bro? What do you got?
And just to give you guys a little facts, his name is actually Eli Mitchell, but people call him Elijah. I always thought it was Elijah.
Well, it says Elijah Mitchell.
No, if we click on it, it says Eli Mitchell. If you click on his name.
Well, maybe Elijah. Yeah, because here, Elijah Mitchell with handle 20. Elijah Mitchell handled 27 touches, but the top says Eli, so it's both. Maybe
Eli's his nickname and that's what they go by?
Yeah.
Possibly. Okay.
Now, what do you got, bro?
All right. I'm projected to win 52% to 48%. I have Cousins, Deontay Johnson, Thielen, Hilaire, who's questionable, stomach flu,
mm-hmm.
Rex Burkhead, who I picked up, O'Shaughnessy, who I picked up, Christian Kirk, Joseph, Tampa Bay's defense, and Perryman. The person I go against has Josh Allen, Jalen Waddle, Amari Cooper, who went last night, 7.1.
Yeah, 7.1.
David Montgomery, Devontae Freeman, Higbee, Elijah Moore, Jason Sanders, Miami's defense, and Derwin James.
And tell them real quick who we had on the bench. One player in particular.
Deontay Harris, 26 points.
Yep, so good job. So you were, up until yesterday, were projected to lose. Cooper was projected 14 points and got half of that. So now he's at 130 to your 133. Now on paper, nobody likes a paper champion. You got to go out there and actually play. Well, they do. We don't. And I see you've got Beasley on the bench with projected 13, and you have Cook in with 11 projected. Listen, I mean, honestly, who knows? Beasley is one of these guys where he's getting 10 for 100 or he's getting 2 for 2. So it's a tough one. And then you got Hubbard on the bench because it's a bye this week. So that is our upcoming week. And then here we have, again, playoff start week 15, quarterfinal, then semifinal. Week 17 is the final. So we're still making moves here. I am 8th place. Liam is 9th. Amy is 9th or 10th. They're both 5-7, 5-7. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 people, 7-5. 1, 2, 3, 4 people, 5-7. Me by myself, 6-6. I'm going against somebody who is 4-8. Liam is going against somebody who is 7-5, so I hope Liam wins. Mom is going against somebody who is higher up. They're a 5 seed. So Mom's going against, Amy's going against somebody who's 7-5. So there could be some movement here if you two win. If I win, there can be some changes. Mm-hmm. 1 week, 2 weeks before playoffs. So it's going to be interesting. You have any FanDuel to bring up or what?
Yes.
What do you got?
We have two, maybe three.
Teams? All right.
Yeah. So, the first team. Yeah. Kirk Cousins, Jonathan Taylor, David Johnson, who was downgraded to questionable.
So, we're going to probably look into switching that one out.
Yeah. Van Jefferson, Hunter Renfro, Keenan Allen, Logan Thomas, Darnell Mooney, and Colts defense. Second team. Cousins, Taylor, Antonio Gibson, Renfro, Thielen, Van Jefferson, Freiermuth, Gaskin, and Dolphins defense. And last team, Burrow, Jonathan Taylor, Burkhead, Waddle, Renfro, Mooney, Ertz, Kirk, and Rams defense.
All right, run through them again.
All right, first team. Cousins, Taylor, Johnson, Jefferson, Renfro, Allen, Thomas, Mooney, and Colts defense. Second team, Cousins, Taylor, Gibson, Renfro, Thielen, Van Jefferson, Freiermuth, Gaskin, and Dolphins defense. Third team, Burrow, Taylor, Burkhead, Waddle, Renfro, Mooney, Ertz, Kirk, Rams defense.
All right, the only one we're probably going to switch out would be David Johnson, depending on how he feels. And I do think we'll swap him out for Burkhead because he's a value pick in there. Okay, I gotcha.
Another value pick in there, if you guys want, is... what's his name?
I don't know. You're looking at the list. What's his name?
It's... Jamal Williams, 6,500.
Okay.
Because DeAndre Swift is out.
Oh, yeah, Swift is out. That's a good pickup. All right. So that's our fantasy outlook. Our last couple weeks, and Liam's made some strides. He's kicking butt. We give you a few fantasy, daily fantasy, FanDuels to look at, give our projections. We hope you guys have a good fantasy week, unless, of course, you're going against us in one of our leagues, and we hope you do bad. But besides that, and then again, my third league, my other Yahoo league, I'm not doing much. Like I said, that's a total points league. That's how it gets divided. You know, 1, 2, and 3 is total points, not wins. And I am, you know, regardless, I'm not doing good, you know. Wins-wise, I'm 5-7. Top guy is 8-4. Points-wise, I'm 14-57. Top guy is 1,800. So it's bad across the board for me there. You know, I still love it. I'm still playing. You know, top six make the playoffs. I am close. They're 6-6 is 5th place, 6-6 in 6th place, and then 1, 2, 3, 4 in 5-7. So anyone can make the playoffs and make a little run there. So we'll see. I'll keep you guys updated on that. Have a good week. Good luck with your fantasy team. Share this podcast with your fantasy friends. We give some information, something to listen to, if you know, 20, 30 minutes. Even if you don't want to listen, hit play, turn the volume down. Support us. Support the kid. Support the family. Good luck this weekend on your fantasy team. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye.